Welcome to your multidimensional journey. This is Tracy Cambera, and today's podcast episode is the May 2024 Energy Report. I asked my team, my spirit guides, my angels, who wants to tell me what's coming up for May? And the Palladians and Lemurians step forth. My Palladian collective, of which I have a life, my Palladian self is named Elantra. And Elantra stepped forward and said, we will tell you of May as humanity is calling in many of the Palladian and Lemurian frequencies, many frequencies of divine empowerment and healing and clearing and manifestation. So the eighth dimensional Palladian collective is telling us, dear ones, your month of May, you will find the energy finally eases up. Now, we can tell you that the intensity is over, that the chaos is over, but that is a matter of opinion, and many humans will still be caught up in the chaos. It is not that the chaos is ending on your planet, for you have a division amongst the people of your humanity. There are those that enjoy having power over others and do not want to give up that power. There are others that are so mired in their victimhood, in their obedience, in their martyrdom, that they do not know how to step into their power yet, but they will learn by example from others. And then there are many, many humans that are now fully stepping into their power. They are done with the chaos energy. They have shifted out of being a victim, of being commanded, and they are ready to state their boundaries, hold to their boundaries, and step into their power. The power of no, the power of I'm going in this direction, the power of choosing themselves first. And this power is the power of the divine feminine. Understand, dear ones, that for your age of Aquarius, for your ascension journey, the pendulum on earth must swing from your unbalanced masculine energy all the way over to the divine feminine energy in order to settle in divine neutral. And that will not happen in 3D. That is a higher dimensional event where you are as a humanity is bringing much more divine feminine energy into humanity, onto Earth. And that includes not only the beautiful, calm goddess energy in the receiving, but also the Kali energy, as you call it, the demanding feminine, the discerning feminine, the disruptive feminine. So know that May is a month of very strong divine feminine self-empowered energies where the goddess stands on her pedestal and she will not step down. So understand with your feminine energy, it is not about serving everyone. It is about standing in your own power with self-love and self-compassion, stepping into that divine feminine energy, and from that stance, you serve others. And that is the impetus for dismantling and destroying the old patriarchal, unbalanced masculine systems. Because as you stand in your divine feminine energy and stand in your own power, the power of the goddess, and this is no matter what gender you are, as you stand in that divine goddess energy, the old systems dissolve, for you are creating the new system. So you will find that the tides are turning. The old systems, the patriarchal systems, the systems of the toxic masculine energy of domination, of power over, of manipulation and control and force, all of those old systems you will find in May, they start to crumble much faster. And the reason why is because you're moving into that divine feminine energy. By choosing yourselves, you are choosing to follow your intuition, your soul wisdom, You are listening to your inner spirit and you are choosing you and holding on to your desires, your boundaries. And the more that you choose you, the more you will honor the ascension protocols and move into 5D energies and beyond. For many times when you are in the zone, when you are doing what's best for yourself, and you are making the world a better place by choosing service to others through your highest wisdom, it is those times that you are beyond 5D. You are in a 60 or 70 state of being. Understand that frequencies, frequency ranges, states of being are not as finite as you think. It is not like floors in a building in your human structures where you go up the staircase and you are on the next floor. That is not how frequency operates. It is much more fluid than that. And the more you choose love and compassion and service to others, the more you remember your gratitude, your blessings, you are in higher states of being, higher dimensions of being. And that's what we wish for you. That's what we are guiding you towards. So you will find that your month of May, the sudden shifts that you have been seeing all year will be more in your favor. They will lean more towards your manifestations, your dreams. It is simply a matter of you focusing not on the outside world, not on the news stories you're reading, not on the chaos that everyone's reporting about, but focusing on your path, focusing on your specific journey, your specific dreams. For this chaotic time and this inward cocoon time that you have experienced for months this year, that has been creating your new systems and structures within your inner realms. And now is the time for those systems and structures to show up in the outer world, in your 3D world. So this is when manifestation comes true. If you stay aligned, if you stay in faith and trust, if you stay the middle path, we are supporting you. We are guiding you. If you feel the chaos, use the tools at hand, the tools you know, as we have told you before, movement and nature. Use your tools to find your center, to realign yourself, find your inner strength. Find your choices, choose you, keep returning inward, keep returning to the middle path, and you will find your manifestations come true more quickly. So this month is not only about faster manifestations, it's about easier energies. The chaos won't touch you as much if you stay focused. The energies will feel more productive. They will move even faster than they have, but they will move into the new creations of your outer reality. Understand that you have had many, many endings since the beginning of last year, we'll say. And now is the time for new beginnings. Now is the time to focus not on the loss, not on the changes, not on the endings and the exits, but focus on the new, focus on the beginnings. Focus on the entrances, for that is how you will see this energy manifest in your outer reality as the relationships, the jobs, and the situations that you have been moving towards. This is a month where dreams start to come true, which means you have to put all your energy towards your dreams. Have the faith and trust that your dreams can come true, that those possibilities exist. So it does not matter what you're hearing about your world. It is selective reporting. What matters is what you're feeling inside. So we will tell you this month, reach for your power, reach for your faith and trust, stay the middle path, stay the course, know that we are supporting you. The energies are getting lighter. They are getting easier. Manifestations are getting faster. The new beginnings and new entrances are showing up. Notice them. Step into them. Have faith in them, and you will find that you soar through May on the wings of new beginnings. Okay, me again. I don't know that I can add anything to that. That's what I've been feeling for several days now, and it's really true. You know, some people are talking about the eclipse season is between this solar eclipse and the next lunar eclipse in the fall, and I've been seeing a lot of that. You know, in my channeling and in my client sessions, that we had an eclipse period between the lunar and solar eclipse, but the solar eclipse a few weeks ago really ushered in different events, different frequencies, different timelines. And it's this, 5-month period that is the true eclipse season, because all of these new things that were ushered in, we're starting to see them show up and we're starting to feel the effects of them. So remember that. Keep your arms wide open. Keep your viewpoints wide open. Accept, acknowledge, roll with it. When things look like a setback, take a deep breath, get back to your center space, and just roll with it. Know that your endpoint can still arrive. You might just meander a little bit because we're fluctuating a lot as we move out of those control systems and into the self-empowerment, the new systems. So it's a big journey, and May is a big turning point, but the energy can be light if we stay light. And I remind myself that every day. Just keep returning to happiness, returning to gratitude, going out in nature, holding my beliefs. This is possible. This can happen. This can definitely arrive. So good luck in May. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, comment down below what your dreams are in May. Comment how you're feeling with the eclipse over and the Mercury retrograde over. Are you feeling the productivity? And if you're looking to get really clear on what your path is and your journey is, reach out to me. Go visit my website. Learn about my private sessions where we can talk to your soul and your spirit guides and even look into your other lives, the ones that are influencing this life. Because now is the time to align to your highest frequency, your highest joys, and your strongest boundaries and your strongest goals, because they're starting to come true.